Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Thank you, Trinity, for gracing us with this interview. How are you?
Hi, Paul. I'm really good.
Yes. So first of all, congratulations on your nomination for the Central Coast Council Local Awards for the Australia Day.
Thank you so much.
Can you tell us about this nomination, Trinity?
Yeah, so basically I got nominated for Youth of the Year by my school for partaking in the JUMP program, which is the Josephi Undertaken Missionary Program. And basically what that program is when our school, high school students take part in different charities and so far throughout the year. And yeah, I got nominated for that.
Thank you. And with this nomination, you were awarded the certificate by the local council of the Central Coast. So how did you learn about it? Like, okay, Trinity, you are nominated for this award.
Yeah, so it was very unexpected. I got a call all of a sudden from my dad while I was out one day. And he was like, you got nominated for this. My teacher just got a call from your teacher. And I was like, wow, I did. It was very unexpected. I did not expect to get anything at all. So, yeah.
Yes. And I know that you're very active, not just, I know, with your school and everything that you do. You're also active with the Filipino community. But it's more than just this year that you are active with your school, because I know that you've been doing advocacies and charities within your school, isn't it?
Yeah, so I've been doing it for the past 4 years now, inside and out of school.
Year are you now, Trinity?
Yeah, so I'm going into year 11 now this year.
Oh, wow. It's going to be a busy year for you.
Yes, definitely. Very prepared.
Yeah. So can you tell us about the involvement you did with the JUMP program? So I understand you had 3 hours of various community services.
So basically for the past 4 years, the past 3 years, I've done 100 hours of service. So I got awarded for the 300 hours of service at the end of last year. And so basically some of the stuff I was doing, some of the main highlights were the White Ribbon Walk Against Domestic Violence at the entrance in 2017 and 2018. I am part of the Minnie's Vinnie's group at our school, which do a bunch of charities. For example, every Easter and Christmas time, we go to nursing homes to check on the elderly and just give them what they need. And I'm also part of the youth ministry group at our school, just helping the school in the various programs they hold. And one term I was at the Oasis Center, and while I was there, we brought cans from our school to give to them and have a supply for those who were in need and to have a meal. Some of the biggest highlights that I would take part in.
I'm sure that's just some of the things that you've been doing within your school. I know there are lots of others that you've been very active with. So well done to you.
Thank you again so much.
Yeah, prior to this nomination, you've been very active with the Central Coast community as well as with the Filipino community, not just in Central Coast, but the whole of New South Wales. Within the Filipino community, can you share with us how are you being busy? How have you been busy with the Filipino community? Because I know your mom is very busy with the Australian Filipino community at the Central Coast.
Yeah, I do a lot of stuff that to help my mom with the community that she runs, the AFA CCC. We've been going to Maitland every single year for the Filipino community classes that my mom and a few other Filipino teachers have been taking part of. And some of the stuff we do there is we hold a class where we teach younger people or anyone that wants to come to teach them the Filipino language and the culture, and just to bring them insight into what the whole Filipino community is about. And there's just so many various things that we do, like also other charities like going to Bunnings and doing the sausages and all that stuff to bring out the Filipino community to New South Wales.
Correct, yes, yes. And I remember that the first time we had you in the program, you were so little. I think you were the age of Noah or around 8 or 9, something.
Yeah, now you're so old. Long ago.
Yeah. So now going back with the nomination, how do you feel being nominated for the local Central Coast Youth of the Year? What do you feel about it? What does this nomination mean?
Honestly, it's, again, so unexpected. I did not expect anything to be given to me. I just do what I want for the community. I feel very inspired when I went to the actual service to see so many other people of the community do the same thing. And it really inspires me more to go out and do more stuff for the upcoming years to come. And it just makes me feel so grateful and humbled. And I think I gain a sense of responsibility in life to be able to help people.
Mm. Yeah, and I'm sure that the younger Filipinos and Australians will be looking up to you.
I hope so.
Yeah. And how about with your volunteering? Will you do more of the volunteering works?
Yes, of course. Even when I'm out of school already, I really hope to be able to bring more of myself to the community and do other various charities and fundraisers and do whatever I can to help those in need.
Yes. And Trinity, aside from this very service that you're doing for the community within your school and around the local community in Central Coast and in general in New South Wales, what do you want to share to younger listeners of ours in terms of doing volunteering?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is just to be yourself, to listen to what your heart has to say to others. I would say to keep an open heart and mind when it comes to helping those in need, and that by doing so, you gain a sense of maturity and responsibility by doing so. And yeah, you just feel very grateful to be able to see the smiles and the little help that you do to help others. And even if it's just the smallest thing, it just makes the biggest difference to those who you're helping. And the smallest change can make a big impact on those people.
Yes. And I know that you love music. You've been to America to represent Australia with some other young Australians your age as well.
Yeah.
In the future, what do you really want to do? Is it music, community service, or you're going to be a doctor? Tell us. What do you
do? Yeah, so basically I have a lot of aspiring ideas I want to do. It's all kind of still jumbled up because I'm still trying to figure out what I really want to do in my future. But I definitely want to add my music into my future. And also on the side to help people either way. No matter what I do in the future, I do want to continue helping people. I want to be able to own a business, not really sure what, maybe music school or something like that, and just to be able to bring my music to also help people and inspire others. So yeah.
Yes, you're gonna be taking over your mom's lessons, singing lessons.
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay, so lastly, Trinity, word of encouragement or message to our Filipino listeners as well as to our Australian listeners.
Yeah, well, basically, as I was saying before, just do what your heart tells you and do it with the passion and do it with determination, because with anything in life, everything that you do is a lot of hard work. And to be able to do it, you must have that encouragement of those around you. And don't believe what the haters say. Don't believe anything they say. Just be able to stand up for what you want and go forward, because... yeah.
Yes. And is there any upcoming show or events that our listeners will be able to meet you there?
So, due to COVID and all that stuff, a lot of the restrictions are still upheld. So unfortunately, none of any concerts or events at the moment, but I'm sure this year's, hopefully everything dies down a little and you'll be able to meet me and see me perform or do something else in the community.
Yes, or they can follow you on your social media, isn't it?
Yes, of course. Yeah, so my Facebook is at Trinity the Voice Kids, and you'll just see it as Trinity, or you can follow me on Instagram at Trinity Young with 3 G's, just one word.
Thank you so much, Trinity, and all the best. Well done to you.
Thank you so much for having me again, and thank you.
E-like, e-share, and comment. Sundan SBS Filipino sa Facebook.